This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, part of the Cumulus Broadcasting System. We are live down at the Dark Horse Brewery in Marshall, Michigan, helping them kick off the spring with their smoke-off down here. There's over 50 teams out there putting the barbecue on. You're going to be able to eat at about 5 o'clock. Swing by here. They have about 20 different beers on tap here at this Dark Horse Brewery. We just broke down some of those with the brewer. I'm Jop. He's my partner, Bob, and we have Shasta from Old World Olive Press with us this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and good morning, Grilling World. We are live at the Dark Horse, and I want to invite all you new listeners and the 10 new stations that just came on with us in different markets around Michigan. Like us on Facebook, and here's what you get. Tell us today. If just like us, and all new members are going to qualify for this today. We're going to pick the winner at noon, but like the Grilling Guys on Facebook, here's what I want you to answer with your first question. What is your favorite Dark Horse beer? And we're going to let Shasta pick the winner at noon, and we're going to announce that on Facebook. So all you folks out there in the Facebook world, and we know you do it.
Can I tell you my favorite?
Give us a bump.
Yeah. It's the last one I just drank.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's cold and within reach. Is that why it's your favorite?
Yeah. Too easy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we would like to welcome WLBY and WTKA out of Ann Arbor. Those are two of our new affiliates today, and we're glad to have them on. You're listening to the Grilling Guys, and what we're trying to do is create a little grill envy in your backyard. And we are going to teach you technique, recipes, and a whole variety of other things that'll make your backyard experience better than your neighbors, and they'll all want to come over to your place. Maybe that's good, maybe that's bad, but that's what the Grilling Guys do.
You know, Jop, WTKA is the voice of the Wolverines.
It is.
We've had a lot of Spartan stations, and BBL is a big Spartan station, and we've helped out the Spartans enough, and now we get to play ball with the Wolverines as well. So we get to hit both of the greatest schools in the country. On this one show.
Yeah, it's going to be a great tailgate season this fall. We're going to have tons of recipes and just a great time. But let's talk a little bit about grill safety right now, because it's an important topic that we can't really almost talk too much about.
Yeah, grilling safety is a big deal. And every year there are right around 70,000 incidents of damage to homes in the country. 70,000 homes every year are damaged by just grilling
too close
ignorance.
To the house. You know, and I'm guilty of that. You've been over to my house before. Early on, I...
You're not Catholic, Jop. You don't need to confess right now. It's okay.
But I am guilty because you've seen my melted siding.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's on one of our pictures. Yeah. So.
Sounds like a grill cookie fishing.
Other than that, this was a four-alarm fire in Uxbridge. I can't remember in the state now, but this guy,
Massachusetts, I believe.
Yeah, I don't remember, but the night started by a small campfire-sized barbecue propane grill. It ignited the home's vinyl siding. Okay, propane grill, vinyl siding, bad combination. Why don't you just throw a little gas on the side of the house when you light your grill?
Yeah, it's
but
no
you
good.
Have to be careful with those lines in the back of propane grills. Propane is a very dense fuel. It's wicked. It right. kills a lot of people every year, actually. So if you get a propane leak in your house, I mean, run, because it's dense. It's going to go down in the basement. The house will be 300 feet in the air within minutes.
So the moral of that story is ensure that the barbecue grill is placed or installed at a safe distance from your house, right? I mean, don't
always.
Put it up against the house.
Always.
I did that.
Always.
It was too close. I didn't have a fire, but
what
it was
close.
What
were you thinking?
Well, you know, I wasn't. I wasn't. And we. Were
I
trying
bet
to,
when you mounted your grill... You were drinking like a cheap beer.
Yeah, I wasn't at Dark Horse. I know that. I know that. But a couple other safety tips that you want to keep in mind. In addition to keeping it at a distance, keep it free of grease buildup, because those things will, one, create flare-ups, which always gives that burnt taste on your meat. You want to keep your grill clean. But second of all, it can start a fire. And a lot of times, the grilling recipes that we use, we're not looking, because if you're looking, you're not, what, cooking, right? So you set it, forget it, walk away. And if there's grease on your grill, it can create a fire. It can, one, ruin your meat, but it also could become a hazard as well. So just a couple other grilling tips there.
That's right. If you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, Cumulus Broadcasting. We're live at the Dark Horse today for the Spring Smoke Off. And Dark Horse Brewery is in Marshall, Michigan. If you've never been here, if you've never tried one of their beers, today's the day. Because this is a huge festival. There's going to be, I don't know how many people, probably 1,000 or 2. They're set up for a huge crowd here. And they have like 3,300 mugs hanging on the ceiling. And we're going to have with us in the next segment David Braganini from the St. Julian Winery. And David's sitting here right now, and I bet he's pretty impressed with all these mugs. So. So what's up next, Jop?
Well, Shasta is with us from the Old World Olive Press. She's a hometown girl. We've had no less than a dozen guys walk by, look at her, and go, I think I know her.
You were mean to me.
Yeah, you were mean to me. No, Shasta's somewhat of a local legend here. She was an all-state track star in her day here, and we won't go when that day was, in her day at in Marshall. But now Shasta owns a company called the Old World Olive Press, and they're a great friend of the show. And here's why. If you've never cooked with extra virgin olive oils or balsamic vinegars, you have not cooked on a grill. And Shasta's company, the Old World Olive Press, does just that. They sell vinegars and oils. And what we want to do right now, Shasta, is tell us, if you've never cooked with one of those, what kind of techniques or what do you use the vinegars and oils for when you're cooking?
Well, a couple things. There are a lot of ways that you can make the flavor better. You can, of course, grill, which is my preference, but you can baste, you can saute, you can deglaze, you can do all sorts of different techniques. And I think a lot of people get scared because they see oil and vinegar and they think there's a right or wrong way to use it. And there's really not. It's all preference. If the flavor tastes good, then you've done it right.
It's just not a salad thing, okay?
No.
My mom, if I were to talk to her about oil and vinegar, the only thing she would think of to use it for is on greens.
Sure.
Right?
And it would be vegetable oil and vinegar.
Right. Bought from a local grocery shelf. And I've been on the show before, and I've talked about issues and concerns with, you know, grocery shelves, so that oil's rancid by the time the consumer consumes it. And we're here to provide the freshest and best product that we can.
The freshest and bestest?
Yeah, that could be the beer. What was that one we had last?
Yeah. Your favorite, because it was in reach.
Because it was the last one. But, you know, you can do a lot of things. Usually the ratio that most people seem to like is 2 oil to 1 vinegar. I like it a little bit more zippy, which I'm sure doesn't surprise either one of you.
Right.
So I like the 50-50.
You were a track star.
I was a track star, right.
Yeah.
50-50. And, you know, you can combine your favorite oil. Maybe it's just a garlic oil to get started. And maybe just a traditional balsamic vinegar and marinate chicken, steak, pour it over vegetables.
So let's talk about that, because I think that the average person, before I met you, mm-hmm. vinegar was vinegar and oil was oil.
Right.
Right? But you have flavor infused. Let's go with the oils, because those to me are amazing, the products that you have in your store. But let's talk about a few of the flavors that are maybe in those oils.
Yeah, you know, they're pretty amazing to me, too. Every time I think I have a favorite, we get something new, and I have a new favorite. So it's just it's something that evolves for us every day when we're in the stores. But, you know, some of my favorite flavors, we have a new Milanese Gremolata, which is the classic Italian oil. It's got a nice lemon zest to it, but it still has the garlic and some nice savory flavors. Tuscan Herb is another huge selling for flavor for us. Basil, garlic, the list goes on. There's a ton of them.
So hit the oldworldolivepress.com, is that it?
Right, okay. And I'll leave the www off.
Yeah,
the
there you go. Yeah, and you can get them in Plymouth, Birmingham, Rockford, and downtown Grand Rapids,
yes,
Michigan.
So yes.
Anywhere around the state, and more to come, because this place is expanding. They got some great news to share with you in the next week or two. So
yeah, you bet.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So if I had a bottle of this oil, do mm-hmm. I pour it right on the meat? Do I marinate with it? You can do both, can't you?
You can do both. One of my favorite techniques is to take one of the oils, brush it on. My favorite's probably a nice cut of steak.
Right.
You know, a nice beef cut is probably my favorite. Bring it out to room temperature. Brush the oil on. Let it sit. Brush a little bit of your favorite balsamic on. You know, do that a couple times and then grill it to your preference.
Okay, great. Well, thanks, Shasta, and you're going to stick around with us. You're here all day. I think you might be helping me judge later.
There's a lot of beer to sample, so I'm here.
Okay, Facebook question of the day. What is your favorite dark horse beer? Now, if you're new to the show and you haven't liked us on Facebook yet, do it today. And Shasta's going to pick the lucky new entry at noon, and you're going to win a Grill Daddy. Now, a Grill Daddy is a big stainless grill brush, and you fill it with water, and it actually cleans with steam on your hot grill. When you're done grilling, you just turn the knob on, and you scrape your grill, and it's awesome.
I need one of those.
Yeah, you could win.
Cool
yeah.
piece of equipment. Well, we'd like to thank all our new network affiliates in Battle Creek, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Flint, and Ann Arbor. We're just elated to have you all as part of the Grilling Guys Nation. We're going to be coming into your backyard every weekend to teach technique and tech to you about a little bit of equipment. So coming up next, we've got our friend Colin Jacobs from the Flat River Grill. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
This is the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.